Continues the Gemara, Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav. Rav Chuna said, in the name of Rav. And likewise, Rav Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a memor over here of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Kotche berek abaye shepoidon tmimim. If you have tmimim, not balimumin, that you're makdish leberek abayis. Now berek abayis means for whatever needs to be fixed up in the home. That's daichin berek abayis. Be boydik the base hamikdash, whatever needs to be fixed. So behemoths could be brought if they're tmimim as a carbon. So it's a wasted berek abayis. But if a lamaisa, my person has kotche berek abayis, that he brought for berek abayis, even though they're regular behemoths, shepoidon tmimim, and now you poided them. Because the maaser was brought as berek abayis, so you have to sell them and use the money for berek abayis, not as a carbon. So yotzel chulin. So the din is, even though these are tamimim, and the maaser they're going to bring brought as a carbon. The maaser when you appoint it, so then it's ganzen nifka de kedusha saguf, and it's poid on tamimim. It's yotzel chulin. It's totally yotzel chulin, even though it's mimim. Usually, you only pay the balimumin. Balimumin that have kedusha guf, so then yiplu at yirachi yistor with have a mum, and then you pay it. Here, you can take kotcha berek abayis that are animals that are tmimim, you pay the tmimim, and the yotzel chulin. That's a b'yechlin and Rav Chiddush that kotcha berek abayis you pay the tmimim is yotzel chulin. Now, be'etzem the Gemara. Tumur Dav Zayin Amud Beis says that someone who's makdish tmimim leberek abayis is over an essay. Because be'etzim tmimim aroylem is be'ach. So what are you wasting them and giving them leberek abayis? But even though it's over be'essay, so even though it's roil akrova, but lemaisa, it's at the end of the day, it has to go leberek abayis. So how do you make it go leberek abayis? So you have to taka be poided. And that's how you utilize the money for berek abayis. Behind that, you poid it, even though it's not a balmum, it's taking gantz and yotzel chulin. Zok de gemore, masnisa omrokein. There's a mishnah in b'chayris, daf yudalad omer aleph, that says this din, l'chayra, that kotche berek abayis shepoid on tmimim, a yotzel chulin. Why? The mishnah over there says that if you have a carbon that's a balmum, first it was a balmum, and then you makdish it. So even though it's kodesh, because the balmum then you makdish is still kodesh, but vlodon v'chelbon is muter lacha b'dyonim. The vlad and the cholov is muter after the pinyon. That's only because it's hikdim mumon lehekdeshon. Mashenkin over there it says if it's kodem hekdeshon is mumon. If the hekdesh was before it became balmum, then vlodon v'chelbon are also after the pinyon. Now, Kotche Mizbeach is more common than Berek Abayis. So by Kotche Mizbeach, it says that Koda Mumen is Ekdeshon, if the Mum was before your Makdash it, so Vlod and Vechelban Amuta after Pidyoinom. So now Madach by Kotche Mizbeach, you tell me Vlod and Vechelban Amuta lach Pidyoinom. So Kol Shekein Kotche Berek Abayis. Because if Kotche Mizbeach, Vlod and Vechelban is Muta, which is more chomer than kotche berek abayis. So kotche berek abayis, for sure, be muta after the pinyon. So that's a raya that kotche berek abayis, shepodon tmimim, or yotze l'chulin. So the Gemara right away, the obvious question, that if you base on a base, Rav Chizki b'shem Rav Chizda, he says, tipoter shepodon tmimim v'humu. So others have a gears over here that we're talking about shehumu upodon, meaning ein chanami. When it's humumu, when the mum is there first, and then podon, so you have a kolchken from kotche mizbeach, kotche berek abayis mokal. And over there it says that vlodem vechelman et muta, so kolchken kotche berek abayis, it should be yotzel chulin. But that's only by a case of humumu podon. We're talking about a case of tmimim. We're talking about a case of a regular case of kotche berek abayis podon tmimim. Over you have no raya. It doesn't shed any light, this Mishnah in Bechoris, if it's yotzel chulin that we don't see, we only see a case of humu upodon. That's why vlod and amuta after bidyoinom. Mashenka by loy humumu, maybe loylam, it would remain that it's not in gantz and yotzel chulin. Zokma, I bring a raya that there's a difference between if it's a balmum or not. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rav Chizda said, masnisa omrokein. We have a Mishnah like that in Meseches Temura. In Meseches Temura, and daf lamed alef amid beis. Over there it says that vlodon v'chelvon osalach b'dyoinom, that korbonus that a balamumin, if kodem ekdeshen as mumon, so v'der vlodon v'chelvon osalach b'dyoinom. Mashenke perek abayis, so it's not going to be osalach b'dyoinom. Meaning dafka by perek abayis, if the mum came about kodem ekdeshen as mumon, but lemaisa the mum came about, so then vlodon v'chelvon amuta. But that's only because it was Kodem Ekdeshen as Mumon, but Lamaisa it was a Mum. But we're looking for a case where it's Koche Berek Abayis that don't have any Mum. We're talking about Podon Tmimim. Podon Tmimim, you have no Raya. It doesn't shed any light if Yotzel Chulin. So Fakeret, we see in Tmurat Taka that there's a difference between Mum. By Mum Taka, it's Chelbon v'Vlodon might be Mutter. By Koche Berek Abayis, if it's Kodam Mumen is Ekdeshon. But we're talking about a case of Kotche Berek Abayis, Shepodim Tmimim, and that we taka don't see if it's Yotzel Chulin. On that, the Gemara says, no, Reb Chizki B'Shem Reb Yoisi, he says, Misvora, that Kotche Berek Abayis, Shepodim Tmimim, Yotzel Chulin. How do we know this? We said, on Amar Aleph, we said that Rabbi Yochanan and Rav both said, Kotche Berek Abayis, Shepodim Tmimim, Yotzel Chulin in Gansen. So, the Gemara, I'll bring you a Rai Misvora. Why? Ain Tamar lo yotzel chulin. If you're going to say that it's not yotzel chulin, so ha'eich kochim is be'ach chalon la kochim berek abayis. We learned in our Mishnah that tzchorim yimochu letzorcha oilois. Now, if you can't be poided tmimim from the ganze kedusha berek abayis in ganze, that is yotzel chulin. So how does the kedusha berek abayis go off and the kedusha is be'ach eschal? If tzchorim yimochu oilois, that means you want a kedusha of oil to be chalon it. After all, the selling of letzorcha oila is like a pidyon. We're comparing this mechira to a ma'aseh pidyon. Now, if you're telling me that the pidyon is not mafkia in ganzen, that it's yotzel chulin, then how would kochem mizbeach bichalon kochem berek abayis? It's muchach that kochem berek abayis that you poided to me mimma yotzel chulin, because the fact that you can sell it mechira is like a pidyon. So we see clearly, misvora, the fact that schorim yimachu oilois and it's chak dush mizbeach on the kedusha berek abayis must be that it's poka, it's totally yotzel chulin, because the mechira is like a pidyon. And that the gemara is matcha, and there's no raya. Bale mumin kochim mizbeach chala aleihen. Meaning, lo oilom, we're talking about that kochim berek abayis stoma, when a person has kochim berek abayis in his house, he's makdish in the chosim, stam the chosim, or bale mumin. Stam the animals are bale mumin, especially if I'm giving to kochim berek abayis. Kochim berek abayis, you can assume it's bale mumin. So over here, kochim mizbeach is chal. What does that mean? Kochim mizbeach chal aleihen, lie the mila, legabe, what is kochim mizbeach chal on bale mumin? So kmo legizav avoida. Because kochim berek abayis amuta begizav avoida. There's no issa to share the wool or to do avoida with kochim berek abayis. Kochim mizbeach ha'osa. So the oilim could be that kochim berek abayis sheporin tmimim le'olam is not yotzel chulin. Aye, we know that a kedusha mizbeach is chal. It doesn't mean that it's poka the ganze kedusha berek abayis and it's chal the kedusha mizbeach. It's not yotzel chulin. It's just being nitoisef a kedusha mizbeach on that which wasn't osa yet. Since gizav avoida was never osa on kochim berek abayis, so the kedusha mizbeach is chal legabi gizav avoida. But le'olam it's not yotzel chulin. So there's no raya to the din that we said that kochim berek abayis upon tmimim is yotzel chulin. Now the Mefarshim explained once it's chal legabi gizav avoida that kochim mizbeach is chal on this kochim berek abayis. So memele the whole behemoth taka becomes kodesh b'kedusha mizbeach, but they're not the pshat that it's be'etzim yotzel chulin. Just legabi gizav avoides chal, so memele it's chal legabi everything, and that's how the kochei berek abayis turned into kochei mizbeach. The oilam we're talking about that there are balimumin because stam kochei berek abayis are talking about balimumin, and the reason why kochei mizbeach is chal is because legabi gizav avoida. It was takamuta begizav avoida, and on that aspect, kochim mizbeach is also. So once it's chal legabi dat nekuda, it's melech chal the din of kedusha mizbeach. But the ein chenami kochim berek abayis upon tmimim, we have no raya that it's yotzel chulin in ganzen. Zok the gemara weiter, hifrish nekeve loy losu lepischu la shamoi. A pesach has to come from a zocher. Likewise, an oil and an osham come dafke schorim. So if you're mafrish in the keva now for these three things which are contradictory to in the keva, hifrish the keva loy losel pishul lashomoi comes along Tanakama and he says the kedusha saguf is still chal on this animal. The hainu, if you want to be poided, you have to wait till hazamum. Kedusha saguf means you have to wait till hazamum. Yirachi istoyv and hazamum they can be poided. And likewise, oisetmura. Oisetmura is allowed to be meimer. But if someone has a kedusha saguf, let's say an animal is a korban pesach, and you want to make another animal like that, so you say tmura zu. So the original animal remains with the kedusha of pesach, and the new animal gets a din of korban pesach, gets a din of that tmura. Now, the chiddush over here is that if you bought it as a kedusha saguf, even though it's in the keva, and in the keva is not chal on pesach, but it has a kedusha saguf, le'inyin that you can make a maisa tmura. So again, Tanakama Shita is, Hifrish nekeva leilosoi, even though it's in the keva. And it's not a valid oiler, pesach, or osham, but lemaisik kedusha guf is chalon it, and oisa tmura. If you mua tmura now on this animal, it gets the kedusha of this pesach, oiler, or an osham, even though it's not kosher for a pesach, oiler, and osham. It has a kedusha guf is chalon this animal. That's Shitz Tanakama. Reb Shimon Oimer, it's a three of machlaikas. Reb Shimon Oimer, no. Le oilosoi oisetmura. Einachan hami nekeva for an oil is oisetmura. Because since, we'll see in the Gemara soon, since in the keva is meshach shachdu an oiler, not by a behema, but by an oif, you can have an oiler coming from an akeva. So memela it's oisetmura, even though today it's a behema, and it's an oiler, and a behema oiler has to be dafka zachar, but oisetmura kedusha guf is chal, and it can do tmura on the oiler. Masha einkein, if you're makdish in the keva, le pischu la shamoi, then Reb Shimon holds Eino Oise Tmura because there's no Kedush Saguf. Osham and Pesach cannot come from the Keva. So there's no Kedush Saguf for Tmura to be Chal. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Oime Mishum Reb Shimon. The third sheet is Reb Shimon Yehuda name Reb Shimon. He doesn't differentiate neither Oile nor Pesach or Osham. Oile Oise Lepisko LaShomai Eino Oise Tmura. So the three sheets. Tanakama holds that even if a mafish in the Keva, Oile Oise Lepisko LaShomai, it's Chal Kedush Saguf and Tmura helps in all three. Reb Shimon says, Oila, I agree, because Oila lemais, it's Oisa Tmura, like we said, because an Oila is Roy by Nekeva, by an Oif, even though Teretz a Behema, but lemais, it's Chag Dush Aguf, but Pesach and Oshem not. And comes along Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Reb Shimon, he says, no difference. Neither Oila nor Pesach and Oshem, it's not Oisa Tmura. Not like Tanakama, and not like Reb Shimon. The second sheet of Reb Shimon, but rather Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says B'shem Reb Shimon that nothing is oisa tmura if it's in the keva. It is no kedush saguf on the oil of pesach and the osham. Zok the Gemara, what's his svaras amachlekes? Omer Reb Yochanan, time of the Reb Shimon. The reason Reb Shimon that says the second sheet that when it comes to an oil it's oisa tmura, it is a kedush saguf. Shkeim atzinu she nekeva ba'oif ksher lava oilo, and the keva that's an oif is kosher to be an oiler. Not an oiler's behema, but an oiler's oif. So since we see a metzias, a musig, that an oiler can become from a keva, so even though today it's a bokar, it's a behema, there's a kedush saguf chal on this nekeva, le'inyin that tmura can be chal. So mele the shame oiler is chal, so mele tshayichad in tmura. That's the reason of Reb Shimon. Zog dem over om Reb Yochanan, time Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. The Reb Shimon ben Yehuda that says that it's not chal at all on the keva, neither for Pesach, Osham, and Oila, not even for Oila, is because im min b'minoi hu choluk olav. Meaning, if a person is makdish, let's say an Osham Nozir, which has to be dafka a 1-year-old, and he's makdish a 2-year-old, it's the same min, just the wrong age. So we say it's not chal, if the kedusha is not chal. So even though it's the same min, so kol shekein min b'she'ein aminoi, kol shekein if you're machlif in the cave with a zachar, for sure there's no kedusha chal at all, even though an oiler you might have a bird that comes from an oiler in the cave. Zok the Gemara, eizem min b'minoi shulcholik olav, what are we saying? That even by min b'minoi, it's not chal the kedusha? Zok the Gemara, kahado the toni. Like we learned in the Brayse, it says, Osham ben shonon, Osham and nozir, over Osham over mitzera. All these are what? Dafka ben shono, v'evi ben shtayim, and you brought a 2-year-old. So the din is, Yegoris of lo yotza. Takana lo yotza. And likewise, an asham gzeilis has to be ben shtayim, v'evi ben shaloish, and you brought the wrong age, the same in, but the wrong age. Again, lo yotza. Now, the fact that it's lo yotza, we see clearly that even by min b'minoi, the wrong age is a chisaron. The kedusha is not chal, we're learning. So If that's the case, by something that's the same min, just the wrong age, is Kedush Nachal. So Dr. Shimon ben Yehuda, for sure, when you have in a cave in place of a Zohar, there's no Kedusha that's Chal at all. And that's why there's no Kedusha at all Chal, even by an oil, if it's in a cave, there's no Oysa Temura. That's a pshat in Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Shita. Zohar Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, this Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Reb Shimon meaning Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, the third Shita, that is no Kedusha Chal at all on the oila, if it's in the keva. Rabbi Shua in our Mishnah that says, then you makdish the kevois. The intent is to be sell it and use the money for an oila. That means there's no Kedusha Guf Chal on it at all. You don't bring it as a Karmen Shlomim. They're going with the same Shita that it's only Kedusha's Domim and no Kedusha Guf Chal at all. Why is it the same Shita? Zog the Moga, Kamad Rabbi Shua Omer the Keva L'Oila, L'Kitch El Hekdush Domim, just like in the Keva for an Oila. There's no Kedush Saguf at all. It's only Kedush as Domim. And that's what Rabbi Shua says. Sell it and use the money for an Oila. It's only meant for Kedush as Domim. So Kain Reb Shimon Omer the Keva L'Oila, L'Kitch El Hekdush Domim. Likewise in the Keva for Oila, it's only Kedush as Domim. And Memela, it's not Chal at all a Kedush Saguf and there's no Tumura. Dr. Gemara, Ein Temar means, if you're going to say, Im Toimar, that Kitcha Kedush Saguf, if you're going to say there's Taka Kedush Saguf, so then the din would be, then Yiru, then you have to wait by the Nekeva, a Yirachi Yistovu, and only then you sell the money for the Me'oila, because the Kedush Saguf is Chal. From the fact that the Beshua says that there is no Kedush Saguf, only Kedush is Domim, so that's where you can sell it right away, for Shlomim. And use the money for what? For oila. So that's clearly like Reb Shimon ben Yehuda that says that there's no Kedusha Chal at all on the Keva. Meaning Reb Shimon ben Yehuda and Reb Yeshua are both saying there's no Kedusha Saguf Chal at all. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says clearly by the Keva there's no Kedusha at all. There's no Temura at all. It doesn't make a difference if it's oila, if it's a Pesach, or if it's a Osham. None of them, there's a Kedusha Chal on it. There ain't Oysa Temura. That's the same sheet as Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua says that if you mafrish nekevus, we don't say that it's brought as a shlomim, but rather you sell it and use the money for an oiler. So it's only kedushas domim. So it's both with the same shita that only kedushas domim is chal and not a kedushas aguf. Because if the kedushas aguf would have been chal, then he would say that you can't stamp sell it. Then you have to wait yirachi istovu achiplo b'mum, and only then you can sell it. So the fact that you don't have to wait for the mum, so we see there's no Kedusha Guf, there's only Kedushas Domim. So meanwhile, we have three shitas in Mafrish, Nekeva, Loyalosa, Elepischo, Lashomai. Tanakama says, Oysa Tumura Kedusha Guf is Chal. Reb Shimon says, Oyla Kedushas Guf is Chal, because it's Matsinu, we find that an Oyla born a Keva by an Oyla Sa'oif, so it's Oysa Tumura. Mashenge Pesach and Osham Nat, and Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Reb Shimon says, La Oyla Pesach and Osham, it's not Chal at all. Now comes the fourth shita. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rebbe, Ani Roya, or actually, the Gear says, Ein Ani Roya, meaning, the Korban Eder, Takn Chalitin, the Gear is, Ein Ani Roya, as Divri Reb Shimon VePesach, meaning, Reb Shimon that says, that by Pesach, Eina Oysa Tmura, Eina Oysa Tmura means, that there's no Kedush Saguf Chal at all by Pesach, so in that Rebbe says, no, by Pesach, I tend to disagree. Ein ani roya is divrei Reb Shimon vePesach. By Pesach, l'chayra, there should be a Kedusha Guf Chal. Why? Why should it be a Kedusha Guf Chal and ein ani roya is divrei Reb Shimon vePesach? Because after all, Shamoisa Pesach Boshlomim. We know that the Moisa Pesach is Boshlomim. A Pesach reverts into a carbon Shlomim. Now, a Shlomim can come either from the cave or a Zohar. So since it's able to come from the keva, when Moshe Pesach is Boshlomim, so ein ani roya divrei Reb Shimon Pesach. Pesach has a certain maila that it's even by the keva it should be chal the kedusha guf. Aye, but Pesach it's not bought from a keva, but Moshe Pesach is Boshlomim. So even though today it's not a Pesach, but it should be chal the kedusha of a kedusha guf of a shlomim. Because that's Meshach Shaykh to Nekeva. And since a Pesach is Boshlomim, so Mel over here today already we see that it's Oysa Temura. That is what Rebbe wants to say, different than Reb Shimon. Frag the Gemara, if that's the case, now the Chazanish explains, what's the Yisoid HaMachloikas? Reb Shimon holds that only by Oyla it's Oysa Temura. Because an Oyla is Bob and Nekeva by an Oyla Sa'oif. But by Pesach, he says not. And comes along Rebbe and says, no, Pesach, there's an inyan to say that it's Chal Kedusha Guf, because a Pesach, that's Moise Pesach is Bo Shlomim. So because Moise Pesach Bo Shlomim, so Mela, I can see a Kedusha Guf even today by Nekeva, even though it's not Pesach. Meaning the Chiddush is that a Shem Shlomim is Chal on Nekeva, so it's Shaykh today a Kedusha Guf L'Shem Shlomim on this Nekeva, even though he makes the Pesach. Now, and that's why it's Oysa Temura. Reb Shimon argues on this far. Reb Shimon says that a Pesach and Shlomim are two different Kedushas. Kedusha Shlomim is only after it's Nitak from a Korban Pesach. But since Pesach was never Chal, you can't say the din that you see over here Shlomim. Moise Pesach bo Shlomim. But first has to be Chal Hashem Pesach. It's not Chal Hashem Pesach. So Mele can be Chal Hashem Shlomim to be called that a Chal Kedusha Zaguf Legabi Shlomim because it's in the Keva. Lemaisi need to be a Pesach first. Al Kaponim, but the Svar of Rebbe is that since Moise Pesach bo Shlomim, so Mele can be even from the Keva. So fact of the if that's the case, Vilema, so let Rebbe also say, Ein ani roye divrei Reb Shimon ba Oshem, because Oshem also Moise Oshem ba Oilo. And if Moise Oshem ba Oilo, by Oilo we have a svara that Oilo is born a keva by an oif. So Mela say by an Oshem jibichal kedush taguf, because Moise Oshem ba Oilo, and the Oilo we know is meshach shayach to the keva by kedush by Oilo's oif. And that Gemara says, Omer Reb Avin, there's a fundamental difference. Im hikdish Pesach bo Shlomim gufa kov Shlomim. If you makdish a Pesach, that's bo shlomim, so this Pesach itself, this animal itself, the guf of the animal is karv shlomim. Masha enkenim hikdish osham bo oilo, even if you're going to say moisa osham bo oilo, ain guf of karv oilo. The guf is not karv oilo, because we're saying only that the nekeva of an oif is karv oilo, but not that this is karv oilo. You have to wait yirach yistoiv, and yipul ladom nadova. So mele, the osham itself is not going to be an oila. So if you bow the osham itself, is not going to be an oila. So mele, there's a fundamental difference between Pesach bo shlomim, where it's gufa korev, mashenken osham bo oila. Over here, it's gufa is not going to be korev oila. Because, like we're saying, the ganze vort that the oila is meshach shaykh, the grusha guf, is only the oila's nekeva of an oif, but not the guf over here. So Mele over here, Rebbe would differentiate, and he would taken not say the svara that like Reb Shimon wanted to say that oila is has a kedusha guf because by an oila so'if you have it. No, by Pesach you have it. Taken Pesach is bo shlomim, but by an oila you don't say the svara. So we explained shitas Reb Shimon and shitas Reb Shimon Yehuda and shitas Rebbe. What's Taka Yisrael in Tanakama? Tanakama says that it's Chal on the Keva, Sai Pesach, Sai Oile, and Sai Ba Oshem. Zog the Mora, a new Svara. Hahein Omar Hekdish Domim Hekdish, Vahein Omar Hekdish Gufo Hekdish. Meaning, Tanakama that says that the reason why it's Chal, even though it's in the Keva, is because Kedusha's Domim is Chal on the Keva. It doesn't make a difference if it's a Pesach. Doesn't make a difference in Oshem. The Maisa Kedusha Dom Mischal. So we bald Kedusha Dom Mischal. So there's a Migu. A Migu that Kedusha Dom Mischal. Who I think Kedusha Guf Mischal. And that's why it's Oysa Temura. Mashenken Reb Shimon doesn't hold it as Migu. Since the Maisa Kedusha Guf is not Chal, so it's ain't Oysa Temura. We don't say this Migu. But Tanakama holds, since Kedusha Dom Mischal on this, even though it's in the Keva, but Kedusha Dom Mischal, so Migu the Chal Kedusha Domim. So what then we're saying now, that Kedusha Guf is Chal, le'inyan, that it's Oysa Temura. And that's why it's Taka Chal, the Kedusha Guf, le'inyan, that it's Oysa Temura. Not that you makiv the nekeva as a Pesach on a Mizbeach, but the inyan that it's chal kedusha guf, that it's oisa tmura, that you say because of a migu that kedusha dom mischal. Zok the Gemara weiter. Reb Zeir, Reb Shem, Reb Shimon, Lokesh, time to Reb Shua. Now we're going back to Reb Shua in our Mishnah. Reb Shua said, Schorim itself you bring as a korban oila, nekevas you sell for the shlomim and the money you use for oilas. So you don't funnel everything for better kabayis, the scharim for karbonis, the nekevas you utilize for carbon oiler, and the other nechassim go for better kabayis. What's taka the reason of Reb Shua? Vushtet in posik that everything has to go for the spitz carbon, which is oiler. That means the nekevas you sell and use the money for oilers. Zok gemo shtet in posik, time of Reb Shua, shtet in posik. Davar la'am v'bonavel kol b'nei Yisrael v'mat aleim, ish mi beis Yisrael. And then it says, when they give a neder, another dover, ashi yakivu l'Hashem lo'oilo. It says la oila. So when you're giving a davar, stam is oila. So mele, when you're giving over here, when you're giving over here scharim and a kavis, your intent is oila. So scharim go carbon oila, and a kavis selfish lomim and use the money for oila. Zog the Gemara. From here we learn hakoil kogev la oila. It's brought as an oila. Everything is brought as an oila. What you could bring physically as an oila, you bring, and what you can sell for shlomim, you use the money for an oila. Zog the Gemara. It says in the pasuk litzoinchem tomim zachar. It says in the same pasuk of oila. It says litzoinchem tomim zachar babakar baksom veizim. So it has to be dafka zachar. How could you say in a keva is chal? So the Gemara minayin afilu the kevas that are not roi for an oila. Still, you sell their monies. You sell them for a shlomim and the money used for an oila. Tamalim babakar. So babakar is megala that tomim zachar is lavdafka. Even the kevas use the money for an oila. Because it says la boker, babokar, babokar is the rabbis on the kevois. Avdem zokti gemara, Reb Yitzchok bei Reb Eliezer shal. If you're telling me, even though it says tomim zocher, babokar is marber, the kevois that the money goes for an oila, so maybe be marber other things too from the word babokar. Zokti gemara, Reb Yitzchok bei Reb Eliezer shal. Ksiv zocher, it says zocher, and still you say vat amid babokar rabbis on the kevois. Even though it says zocher, you're marber the kevois that you can sell for shlomim and the money for an oila. Sorry, Bazoi, Uri Kavosik Siv Tomim. It says in the same Posik, Tomim, it says, Litzoinchem Tomim Zocha Babokok Som Vizim. So Tomim means not a Balmum. It says Tomim, Vat Amrit Babokar. So maybe say Babokar is the Rabbis Balamumin, just like Babokar is Marbin Akavis, even though it says Zochar. So maybe Babokar should be Marbin Balamumin, even though it says Tomim. Zogdi Mogar, there's a fundamental difference. Ma bein hoin, there's a difference to be marbe balimumin or being marbe nekevis. Rav Omar, shifta de kadkutko beinein. The shifta de kadkutko, what the orgim use and the weaving tool that they throw between the weaves that go horizontal and vertical, when you in the motion of weaving, that tool is the difference. And that means there's a fundamental difference, and the difference is poshet. The hainu. When it comes to nekevos, so the roi la krova, they might not be roi over here for an oila, but the roi la krova. So then it's nichlal babokar, even nekevos, you sell for shlomim and use the money for an oilas. Masha'inkin balimumin, balimumin not roi la krova ever. So avada babokar can't be marbe balimumin. Balimumin are never roi la krova. So that's why you don't include them in the limud of babokar. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis, by the two dots towards the bottom of the Amud.